Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spooky.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable.
Wow, who's that voice? Yeah, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy and...
Becca Chapman.
Yeah, and so you may not be expecting this episode, but Beef's on holiday. So I thought rather than just go a fortnight with no episode...
We're going to do a Weird York.
Weird York.
It's Weird York.
So similar to some of my other city visit episodes where I've done Weird London, a couple of Weird Londons, mm-hmm. Weird Weymouth, we did Weird Vienna.
Yeah, that was fun.
A couple of them. So, regular listeners know that I moved to Yorkshire this year. I now live in Leeds. Yeah. As do you.
Yeah.
And...
it's a short hop from Leeds over to York.
Yeah, it's just over...
Historic town.
It's about a 40-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd go to York. Been here plenty of times before.
Yeah. On an extremely, gloriously rainy day.
It is... the worst day. It is awful. Awful, pouring with rain.
But we're here, so... And we're standing, like, under the archways of York Minster.
You've been to York, right?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Did you know it's considered the most haunted city in England?
The most haunted?
Mm.
It's got, like, a vibe.
A vibe, a haunted vibe.
It's just really, like... Obviously old, and like everything is old, and it's within the city walls, historical.
You seemed quite surprised when I said it's considered the most haunted city in Europe. In England.
In England, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't think it was, but I could see it being the
right,
most haunted.
Right, this might shock you even more.
Right.
Some consider it the most haunted city in the world. In the world?
In the world.
Yeah.
What goes down in York?
Well, I'm about to tell you. It's otherwise known as the City of 1,000 Ghosts.
Ooh, 1,000 Ghosts.
It's like a title of a film, isn't it?
Why is it more haunted than London, do you think?
I don't know. But anyway, right now we're stood outside... Where are we outside?
York Minster.
York.
We're stood in the archways of York Minster.
York Minster. Do you know anything about York Minster?
It's just really old.
Really old. Mm. Would you like to hazard a guess at how old you think York Minster is?
Was it built in, like, 1600s?
1600s, that's your guess?
I don't know. I'm rubbish at architecture.
Would you think older or newer?
Lower or higher?
Yeah, lower or higher.
I don't know. It's a guess.
So you think 1600s?
Yeah, 1600s.
Okay, it may surprise you. It's a little bit older than that.
Right.
This is the largest Gothic cathedral in Northern Europe.
Cool.
Pretty cool, and it's pretty big.
It doesn't look super gothic, I guess because it's like really light.
Well, today on a gloomy day like this, yeah, it feels kind of gothic.
That's true.
We're surrounded by people taking photos of themselves outside of this, by the way.
We're in 10,000 photos right now.
Yeah. So it actually dates back to 627.
What? That's like an extra 100 years older than I thought it was. Is that right?
You mean an extra 1,000 years older than you think?
1,000 years older? Holy shit.
Trying to cut that as well, 100 years.
Yeah, my bad man. It's like 1,000 years older than I thought.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When was it built?
1627. No, sorry, 627.
Oh my god.
Dates back to 627.
How the hell did they build this then?
Well.
That's mad. Right. Bloody hell, I don't think even the shoe was invented then, right?
The shoe? That classic
invention.
The
wheel. The wheel. Was the wheel invented by
600? Did you actually get the invention of the shoe mixed up with the wheel?
I'm doing really badly. Wow, that's really old.
Anyway, so on the drive in.
No wonder there's a load of ghosts.
Before, do you want to head inside? I've never actually been inside Yorkminster. Considering this is the third or fourth time I've actually been to York. I've never actually been inside the Minster.
No. Let's get in.
Before we go in, we drove in this morning.
Mm.
When we were driving in this morning,
mm.
Drove down a road, can't remember the name of it, but the name rang a bell or something I'd read around about the outskirts of York.
Yeah.
We spoke a bit in the car about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play that little clip because I said get the recorder out.
Yeah.
I'll play that little clip now. And when you come back, we're going to be inside York Minster.
Cool.
So let's head inside.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd tell you, these roads we're driving along now.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know if it's here exactly. I know it's around here.
Yeah.
Headless horseman sightings.
Ooh.
Because, this doesn't look very creepy around here, to be honest. You've got like a supermarket over there and stuff.
Right.
But the name, I just saw the signpost of the name of the road.
Yeah.
And it rung a bell in my head.
Right.
So I just thought I'd get you to
record. What was the name of the road?
Bishopthorpe.
Right. Is that where, what's the story of the Headless Horseman then? Did he like roam these streets?
Yeah, well, you know the character of the Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
He rides a horse with no head on.
Hmm.
I don't know if there's a particular story about the one around here.
Mm.
If you listen to 5 Minute Folklore, you'll know the story of the Dullahan and Hackleberg and other headless horsemen from around the world. But the image of a headless horseman is quite iconic.
Yeah.
And that imagery has been spotted around these roads on the outskirts of York.
Ooh.
So there you go. Make of that what you will. We're in the wrong lane. There we go.
It's kind of a creepy day for it though. We've just had like glorious sun for the past week or something, and now it's absolutely hammering it down with rain.
A creepy day for it.
Yeah.
So if we were walking along and you see a headless horse run up the road, you'd be creeped out right now.
I didn't think
I would.
You wouldn't?
No, it's full of, this is like the middle of the day and there's cars everywhere and it's...
Yeah, but it's like a gloomy day.
I'm disappointed at what the road's actually like now I've seen it. So I'm pretty sure it's this road. It's just like
a nice street.
Yeah, a suburban street. Although that road's called the Horseshoe. It's just a suburban street, so it doesn't look very scary at all. I wanted it to be like an old country road.
I feel like when all the roads off of it though, they're quite like covered in trees and they get a bit like closer.
Yeah.
Houses down here are nice.
There you go, that's all I wanted to say. Headless horseman sightings around here as we enter York.
Cool.
Yeah. Right, well, inside the Minster.
Mm-hmm.
It's busy.
It is busy. But we found a little corner tucked away.
Yeah.
So you can tell me about the Minster.
Well, why have we had to find this little corner? Because I'm not paying to go in there. It's such a rip-off. I just want to explain, anyone coming to York, be prepared if you actually want to see the inside of a church. Normally I expect the sort of insides of these to be kind of
open
to visitors. You've got like a few square metres when you come in, then it's like pay to go beyond this point.
Well, they've probably been making a mint since it was built in 600 and something, so yeah. Why stop now?
Exactly. Anyway, so obviously this is super old.
Yeah.
You can imagine there's a few ghosts in here like there is in every church.
Yeah. I wonder what's underneath.
Interesting you should say that. No, it's not. I thought there was something about the cellars, but there's nothing about the cellars in here. Okay, so... There's nothing underneath us. Just loads of dead bodies. There's loads of dead bodies underneath us everywhere we go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Morbid, but true.
I've got like three ghost stories from inside this place.
Okay.
Most famous. I'll start with the most famous.
Okay.
So in the 1820s, There was a tour group going around this place,
mm-hmm.
and two women sort of split off from the group, sort of lost their way a little bit, you know, dawdling around,
mm-hmm.
and they were approached by a man in a naval uniform.
Okay.
Anyway, he walked up to one of them and whispered in her ear.
Right. What did he whisper?
Well, it was something about the existence of the afterlife.
Oh.
That there was an afterlife.
That's such a weird thing.
The quote I've got here, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, of what he said, is, "There is a future state."
Ah.
That's what he said to have said. Right. There is a future state.
Okay.
That sounds like an album title or something. Or like a t-shirt slogan.
The future
I would
state.
Wear a t-shirt that said there is a future state.
Next Weird Tales t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool t-shirt. Anyway, he said that and then he disappeared.
Well, like literally just in front of her, like there 1 second and then gone. Or did he
walk
off?
That's the thing about these stories. When they say he disappeared, they mean literally or not.
Right.
Because I've read numerous versions of this story to try and get it, but it always just says, and then he disappeared. Do you mean he walked away or that he actually vanished?
Yeah, I want to know if he just evaporated before our very eyes.
But either way, one of the women there claimed that the ghost or this naval guy was her brother. She was that was my brother.
Oh, weird.
Because when they were alive, when he was alive, they had made a pact.
Yeah.
That the first one that died between them would come back and let the other one know whether there was an afterlife or not.
Oh.
And her brother had died at sea previously.
So did he come back and then whisper that in the ear of his sister? Or was it the
That's
other?
That's what she's claiming. I don't know. That's the other thing. It says he whispered in the ear of one woman, and one of the women claimed it was... Well, which one?
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
So did he whisper in the friend's ear or the sister's ear?
I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway.
Okay.
She claims that was... her brother.
That's pretty weird.
Telling her about the afterlife. And he died at sea, so the naval uniform as well.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's the most famous ghost story of York Minster.
Yeah.
A couple more here.
If I had a brother, but if they walked up to me, I'd just probably... I don't know what I'd do. I'd be so in shock.
Fucking hell. I wish people would stop taking pictures of me.
Okay. Next. What's the next story?
Dean Gale.
Who's Dean Gale?
Age 26, he died.
Right. Where did he die?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
I presume it's here. You always ask me the question I don't have.
Right, okay.
I presume here.
Right.
Maybe not. That's the thing with some of these ghost stories. He died at home. Why is he here then? Why is his ghost here? That's not how ghosts
work. What's his connection?
Anyway, he died at 26 in the year 1702.
Okay. So a bit earlier than the previous story then.
Yeah. And his figure has been seen sitting in the pews, listening to sermons.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you think...
I don't know how they know it's Dean Gale.
Yeah, it could just be anybody.
Do they get a close look at his face and go, that's Dean, that is?
And then there's a photo of him from, 17... There was barely photos in, the 1800s.
I feel like we're slagging off all these stories. Spooky. Anyway, that's Dean Gale. That's it. That's the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it.
That is bizarre.
Okay, the next one.
Yeah.
Seamus the ghost dog. That sounds like a cartoon.
Best story. Ghost dog.
So, he was owned by a stonemason.
Yeah.
Who worked on the Minster construction.
In 600 and something.
You know what? I'm going to look up that date. That feels too old. How can they know from 627?
I feel like
maybe it's 1627.
600 seems like really...
It seems way too old, doesn't
it? The architecture in here is too intricate to be built in, 600 and something.
When was York Minster built? 1637, it says here.
Really? Jesus.
That's right. Shocking. I said 1627. I said 627. 637.
10 years later. Probably took them 10 years to build it, to be fair.
Yeah. At least.
That doesn't seem possible. It's so intricate, like the architecture.
Refurbished and things.
Yeah, probably.
But originally built then. Got an addendum.
Hmm.
Alright?
Yeah.
Remember when we was in York yesterday?
Hmm.
Do you remember we said about... We kept sort of bandying around this figure.
Right.
And it felt weird to us.
Yeah.
that the church was built in 627.
Yeah. Was it a lie?
Well, it wasn't, right. but it isn't 100% accurate. So right. To stop the complaining emails, which I love so much, but to stop them, I want to lay some facts on you.
Is that like the original? Right.
You're on it. The original 627...
It's
finished
like
construction 637, which will be within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was destroyed by a fire in 741.
So, like, 100 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, various constructs came and went and building projects
right.
over the years from that point. But the. It's still old. The,
yeah,
the
current one
that's still there now was started in 1230.
That makes way more sense.
And finished construction in 1472. So that's a long construction.
That's like 200 years.
Right. So then, and to give a little bit more information, so the nave, which is the big open area, the central part of the church, that part, which is where we were when we recorded, inside, that started construction in 1291 and finished in 1350.
Right. So it's like... way newer.
Yeah, still really old.
Yeah.
But that's where I got where I was getting that 627 year that didn't feel right.
No.
So there you go. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a massive fire in the 80s, sir.
Really?
Yeah. It had to have massive reconstruction work.
Oh my god.
Cost like 2.2 million to get it fixed up after the fire in the 80s. I think it was 84. I haven't got that year exactly, but I think it was 84 around that time.
Huh.
So there you go. Bit
that's
of extra
cool.
info.
They're still restoring it now, aren't they?
No, oh, they're doing little restoration work now. They've been doing that since 2018. Some
yeah.
restoration work. That's not to do with the fire, that's just general restoration.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Anyway, should we get back to the story of the ghost dog? That was in the middle of telling.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Seamus.
Owned by a stonemason who worked on the minister's construction. Basically, the labourers didn't like the stonemason, or Seamus.
Aww.
So what did they do?
Did they, like, do something horrendous, like brick him up in a wall or something?
That's exactly what they did. They bricked
oh my God.
Up. They bricked up Seamus behind a wall where he died.
Expired. That is so horrid.
And there's been numerous reports of dog barks being heard from the walls of the Minster.
Oh, that is really awful. Seamus.
What do you think about ghost animals?
I don't know.
Real?
Probably more real.
Probably more real. Just that's just probably more real. Than what?
I don't know. Like if we're saying like ghosts are real and like
right.
humans get trapped in
what,
a
more real than human ghosts.
if humans get trapped in limbo, like what
right.
is
limbo? Is that what ghosts is to you?
I guess, yeah.
Someone trapped in limbo. Are you going for the unfinished business thing?
Haven't really grappled, like...
I don't know what limbo is what you're going to say.
Yeah. I haven't really assessed how I feel about the afterlife and stuff.
Right.
If ghosts and how ghosts fit into that. For the argument's sake, let's just say they get trapped in the kind of state, neither here nor there.
Right.
If humans do that, then
yeah.
it's probably likely that animals do. But then you wouldn't...
So you think there's, like, ghost slugs?
Well, I was going to say, like, it's like insects and stuff. It's really weird, isn't it? And it's always, like, ghost animals that are, like, close to humans. It's always, like, dogs and, like, cats, yeah. There's no, like,
so you
reports.
Say always? I haven't heard many cases of ghost animals.
I don't know. If there is, though, they're probably always, like, domesticated. There's no, like, ghost whales, is there?
Who knows?
Oh.
Under the sea, someone's seen a ghost whale. How often are you walking around under the sea?
Just casually.
Ghost crab. It's another t-shirt for you.
So I don't know if ghost animals are like plausible. Or is it somebody... You know when you play Game Boy? Like,
yeah.
play Pokemon.
I'd like to know where this is going.
For all day, like too
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
And then you turn it off. This is when I was like 13. And you turn it off.
Right.
But then you can still hear the music.
What, Lavender Town time?
Yeah, like basically all the...
this music? Recognise that from somewhere else.
That's what used to happen to me. Do you think it's just like ghosts, like animals, are just like remnants of people's like memory? They want to hear it, so they think they hear it.
Yeah, but it's not people's pets. It's not the person whose pet it is that's seeing the animal, is it?
Just like random people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, then you're like, if there's a story already existing, like, oh, there's dogs in these walls, like a rumour, then people like project it.
Yeah.
And then like one, they heard a dog earlier today, so like their memory is like, I don't know, recalling that memory, like
it's
in their
like,
brain. I don't know.
It's like me and Rick said on Weird Tales Revisited. Oh. Patreon listeners may have heard
Patreon
that.
Patreon exclusive.
If you want to get on that, hear what we said about that. It's I can't remember what we did say about that now. About how like your memories are not your memories. 100% of what you remember didn't happen the way you remember it.
Oh, your brain just like
your brain
slots
makes,
in.
And the Rick said about, you know, when you
don't
remember,
give it all away, because you know you've got to pay to unlock
it,
this content.
It's a, well, it's a little juicy nugget. It's a great episode, but you know that when you remember a story,
yeah,
your memory doesn't remember the story. It remembers the last time you told the story.
So like you piece
so
together bits.
So every time it can get
change
and like slightly until you that's the way you remember it happening.
Yeah.
It's a great episode. Recommend people go on the Patreon. patreon.com/bobshoy.
Yeah, go and check it out.
So yeah, that's all I've got to talk about the Minster. I mean, there's probably loads more ghosts here, but I've got too many ghost stories in New York to sit and talk too much about the Minster.
It's pretty atmospheric in here, though.
Oh yeah. Anyway, let's
nice. Let's have a wander around.
Let's mince off to the next location, which is just around the corner from here.
Just around the corner.
So we'll start recording at the treasurer's house.
All this creepy stuff and like stones throw from one another.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. It's atmospheric, isn't it? The little trickle of the fountain over there.
This place is so idyllic. It's like out of time, like you can imagine, I don't know, people walking around here, like it's not changed one bit.
Well, oh my god, I can see someone in the window. Is that a ghost? It's a tourist, just as scary. So here we go, I'll tell you, there's quite a famous story from Treasurer's House.
Mm-hmm.
A plumber. Henry Martindale.
Right.
He's working in the cellar here in 1953. So this isn't that long ago.
No,
right.
Pretty new.
He heard a horn.
Right, as you do when you're...
Heard a horn.
In the cellar. Okay.
He thought, what's that?
As you do.
And a phantom cart horse emerged from the cellar.
What?
Followed by a legion of Roman soldiers.
Oh my god. That's so creepy.
He said that they looked like they'd been cut off at the knees.
Oh, because like the difference in the floor.
You got it. He later found out that an old Roman road lied 15 inches below the cellar floor.
Oh, I think I... There's like a few reports.
Well, we went on the York Ghost Walk a few years ago and he told us about it.
It must be then that I'm remembering. Yeah.
He told us he didn't actually take us into this yard. He took us to the other side of this building.
Right.
That's why you don't recognise the location.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where this was.
That's so cool.
And there's since that sighting, there's been numerous other reports of Roman soldiers
on the same
around this area. Yeah, around this building.
I think obviously this place was then built on like a Roman.
Well, yeah, it said Roman road. Yeah, 15 inches below.
I thought ghosts like were. If they're, like, walking along a road, kind of, is it just remnants of, like... Is it, like, a gap in, like, a split in, like, the time-space continuum or whatever? And like, it's just, like, replaying events from history.
Is this because you just read that plaque over there about the universe
and
now you're getting trippy?
No, but, like, I thought ghosts were, like, when somebody dies, they, like, haunt where they died. But, like, this feels just, like, if people are... If, like, this whole... troop of like soldiers is just walking like continuously through this path, did they die here, or like are they just walking normally? Like, how did they just?
It's a capture of time repeating itself, skipping.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I, if ghosts are a thing, that's more the way I lay on it. I don't believe it's someone's spirit roaming the buildings. I think
they're just caught in like a loop.
Yeah, it's like an image, like a photograph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people say it's like sometimes like you see like war, ghosts of like the Battle of Hastings or something reenacting.
Hmm.
Yeah, Treasurer's Yard and the Roman Legion ghosts.
That's super interesting.
And Becca said about these locations, she is documenting this trip, taking pictures, and they're all going to be on the blog. So if you want to see these locations,
I'm taking a video.
Well, I'm not going to put the video on there, but the pictures will go on there.
This is a really nice place.
Yeah. Do you reckon you want to buy this place?
Yeah, I need probably like a few million.
It says on the sign,
for sale.
You know, visit a building with 2,000 years of history.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
A little bit of advertising there if you want to visit Treasurer's House. A bit of a tagline for you. And that's it, that's all I've got to tell you about Treasurer's House, but it's quite a cool location, right?
Yeah, it's so nice.
Considering how busy it is in the city today, this is really still.
There's like two people here and some pigeons.
Yeah. So there you go, Treasurer's Yard.
Very cool. You know, like, sometimes when there's, like, historical things.
Yeah.
There's, like, some lines and stuff on the grass and stuff there. Do you think, you know, when you...
Time team.
Yeah.
That's what you want to say, isn't it? Time team.
You know, like, time team. Yeah, but, like, sometimes marks from, like, previous roads and stuff come up in the ground. Oh, right. They're like shown on like grass. If you do like an aerial shot of like fields and stuff, sometimes you can see where like buildings used to be and roads and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know, don't ask me, I don't know anything about that.
Maybe
stuff.
Someone just didn't walk that bit though.
Anything about this lines
yeah,
on the grass?
Yeah, there's like loads of little lines and stuff. Mm. And it's quite like, you know, visible. Strange. It's like visible.
Mm.
Right. Maybe that's something to do with it.
Ready to walk?
Yeah, we're gonna go around there.
Yeah, we'll have a little explore.
Okay.
So we're just walking through the shambles now, part of York. Isn't this partly what... I might be wrong, but I swear the shambles is like part of the inspiration for like Diagon Alley. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
For Harry Potter?
Yeah, definitely.
So down here... Is it this way or that way? Yeah, come down here quickly. I haven't actually got any notes on this. I just something I read before we left the house, and I was like, oh, is that true?
Yeah.
And then we walked past this earlier... Right. And it confirmed it to be true. But can you see the name of this inn on the left-hand side in the picture?
Oh, it's got Guy... Oh, Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, the Guy Fawkes Inn.
Okay.
Why do you think it's named that?
I don't know. Is this where he stayed before he, like...
Famous face.
Yeah.
V wore a mask of him.
Yeah, it basically is the V mask.
Yeah, he was born here.
What? In this building?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's really cool.
And you can stay here still. I actually think they rent out the room he was born in.
So was this like a house before?
It was an inn.
Oh, what? He was born in an inn?
Yeah, you can stay in the room he was born in.
That's really
There's
cool.
There's a quote from him on the front.
Born here 1570.
Yep, there you go.
Hung, drawn and quartered in the city of London, 31st of January 1606.
So on the front it says, quote from Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
It was here I was born. It is here where they serve the best pie in the city of York. That's a true quote. Okay. They're trying to get people to buy their pie.
Yeah. In 1606, they got a like a noise soundbite of him saying that.
They do something called the conspirators menu, which I like. The thing is, there's people who have claimed to have seen his ghost here.
Ooh.
He didn't die here.
Yeah, I know.
He was hung, drawn and quartered in London.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, a nice little tidbit.
That's
I thought you'd
cool.
like that. Yeah.
It's right next to the Minster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And now we're coming up to Stonegate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of haunted goings on Stonegate.
Right. It's really old street, isn't it?
Yeah, really old.
I love all these like overhanging shops and stuff. So the street is like about, probably get a car down here, but then all the shops hang over the edges. It's really close.
So let's go down Stonegate now.
All right.
So I remember on this street, the last time we came, it was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
There used to be like a murderabilia shop. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was opposite the beer shop.
Yeah, the House of Trembling Madness, which is the beer shop. That wasn't the name of the... I can't remember the name of the murderabilia shop, but I remember us being like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And it's gone now.
A It's like a...
quite controversial subject, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So it looked like we never went in. But it
no,
looked,
we never went
outside,
in.
From the outside, it looked weird.
I remember it was here, though, because you've got this little statue of a devil on the wall here. Do you want to get a picture of that?
Yeah.
So on the wall, coming down the Stonegate Road, there's just a carving of a devil on the wall.
Now it's on Yorkshire Tweed Shop.
Yeah. So it's mega busy, but we're standing outside Ye Old Star Inn.
York's oldest licensed inn, 1644.
So hold that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something about the Old Star. So first of all, the first fact I've got on here, established in 1644. So well done for reading that.
I beat you to it.
You did. But they say that the cellars underneath it are older than that.
Oh.
And you know I said something about the cellars earlier? This is what I was thinking about.
Okay.
So the cellars here, let's get in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really busy. So there's many reports of screams being heard from these cellars.
Ooh.
What do you think?
That's pretty creepy.
Now these screams...
what was it before it was a thing?
Well, that's what I'm going to come to. So during the English Civil War...
right.
The area below here,
yeah,
the cellars, were used as a makeshift hospital for soldiers.
Oh God.
So that's what they say the screams are. Civil War soldiers, like, screaming in agony, echoing through.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, Civil War, you know, hospital stuff being absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. So, scream-worthy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what they say, them screams that I heard are. So busy!
It's just really loud, people. Can you get down there, then, into the cellars?
I don't... well, if you work there, I'm sure you can.
Oh, that's
use the cellars,
weird.
So, also there's been many sightings of an old lady dressed in black,
okay,
seen descending the stairs there.
Who was she? Don't know. Just some old lady wearing black.
And back to ghost animals.
Right.
Two ghost cats have been spotted around the bar.
Aww.
Black cats. Well,
how do you know if it's a different one, if they're just two black cats?
Well, probably together.
Okay.
Yeah, not there's like the same one twice.
Two black cats. Do you reckon they were like witches' cats from the woman
I'll tell you exactly what they are.
Right.
So it's an old Yorkshire superstition.
Mm-hmm.
To what did they do to the dog?
They bricked him up.
Well, it was an old Yorkshire superstition to brick up cats.
What, for like good luck or what?
Bricking up cats to protect against fire and bad luck was an old Yorkshire tradition.
God, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. So, and that's what they presume happened here, and that's what these ghost cats are, because there's been numerous reports of dogs going just nuts in there,
really?
Barking at the pillars.
Oh my God.
Pillars in particular, just like barking, to the point where one dog that visited with his owner actually knocked itself out, just like charging at the wall to try and get
at
the ghost cat.
Ghost cat. Oh my God, that's crazy.
So there you go, that's the old Ye Old Star Inn.
Why was people in Yorkshire believing this particularly like horrific wives' tale?
Superstition. I don't know, but I've never heard that before.
No.
I wonder if that's
like a local, like a
if
super
it's just
Yorkshire
a Yorkshire thing,
thing
or out.
Maybe
or
they
elsewhere.
Just hated cats.
Maybe. So while we're on Stonegate, just go a little bit further down here. This is number 23. We're looking for number 35, so keep an eye out.
Next door to the
devil.
Yeah,
basically the house next door to where the devil statue is. Number 35, Stonegate.
Yeah.
And weirdly, it doesn't look that creepy.
It's definitely been repainted and stuff.
Yeah, it's got a new image going on. It's all like white and pale blues. Mm. But
tell me about it.
It's known as York's most haunted building.
Really? It's like the front of it. You don't see it until you actually look close. But there's a holy Bible hanging from the doorway that says... 1682 on it.
These murals underneath are quite creepy
and
as well.
And above the windows, there's like murals in the windows, like almost stained glass, but it's like painted.
So this place was built in 1482.
Wow, that is old.
The current version of the building, that building itself was built in 1482, but there has been some kind of residence there for at least 1,000 years.
Wow. It's now
so
it's now
busy.
A,
so
it's
busy.
Now a shop, isn't it?
It's now a shop. So known as York's most haunted building. Mm. Do you want to hazard a guess as how many different ghosts have been reported there? Not how many sightings, but how many different ghosts?
I'm going to say 11.
14 ghosts.
Wow.
At least.
Not far off.
At least, well done.
That's a lot, though, in one place.
One of the regularly seen ones is just known affectionately as Tom.
Right. What's he do?
Don't know. Just I know there's one that's known as Tom.
Okay.
One of them.
Yeah.
A fearful man. This is the oldest documented ghost story in York.
Right.
So it's not the most extreme, but it's the oldest one.
Yeah,
so
it bears he's been mention. Around yeah. for longest.
So there was a fearful man that lived next door. So maybe this one.
Right.
And he would often bang his walking stick on the wall.
Right.
To scare off potential intruders.
Okay.
In the evening. He was quite a paranoid guy.
Yeah.
But those bang, bang, bangs of the walking stick are still heard to this day.
Still resonate through the walls.
So that's potentially the oldest ghost story in York. Just the stick man he's known as.
Oh, that's weird.
Fun fact about these buildings.
Yeah.
Number 33. So that one there.
Yeah.
That's where Lawrence Stern used to live. Do you know who that is?
Lawrence Stern, no.
He's the author of the book The Life and Opinion of Tristram Shandy.
Okay.
The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy. So a really, really famous book. He used to live there anyway.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's very cool.
There you go.
There's a lot of history in these walls. Yeah. In these streets.
Yeah. And that's all I've got to talk about Stonegate. Shall we move on? Hopefully it's not so busy.
It's really old. There's a shop down there that's like 1400 and something as well.
Yeah.
They look really
It's a really old street. And like we said, they put some pictures of the street up on the blog as well.
Yeah. I'll take a few when we're heading out.
Yep.
Cool.
So here we are.
It's a really old building.
What is?
This. It's now Pizzeria.
Yeah.
La Piazza. It's like one of those old white and like black buildings with the like the beams and stuff on the outside.
Beams. Interesting you said beams.
Right.
So we're on Goodram Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now La Piazza.
Mm-hmm. You can tell it's really old though because it like hangs over. It's just high enough for like people to walk under and it all hangs over the street.
We said about like Harry Potter. That looks like a proper Harry Potter building, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's like, you know, where they get the... Ollivanders,
yeah. Oh, God, it's got dripped on with rain. So, it's kind of a sad story.
Right.
But there was a handicapped guy.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
His name's... Great name, though.
Mm-hmm.
Marmaduke Buckle.
Nice. That's a very cool name.
But he hung himself here.
Ah. Because it had such difficulties.
He was repeatedly accused of witchcraft.
Aww. Even that was a guy. Do they accuse guys of witchcraft?
Well, they did.
Okay, cool.
So, you said about beams before.
Yeah.
He carved his birth date, 1697, mm-hmm. or birth year,
mm-hmm.
and the date, 1715,
mm-hmm.
that's the year he hung himself.
Mm-hmm.
Before he died, he carved those two years in mm-hmm. on the beam and hung himself.
Off the beam. Wow.
And it's reported that his ghost now roams that building.
Mm.
And some who have worked or lived or been in that building have claimed to have felt attempts of him pushing them down the stairs.
Oh my God.
Pushes on their back as they walk across the top of the stairs.
That's creepy. That's quite a mean ghost, isn't it? Mean spirited.
But he had a mean life.
Mm.
So yeah, he's been seen wandering around there. They felt his presence, and also reports of like, just you know, the general ghosty goings on of doors closing, lights being turned on and off, that kind of thing.
Poltergeist stuff.
Yeah, but that's Marmaduke Buckle.
That's really weird.
So yeah, we'll make sure we get a picture of that old building as well.
Yeah, I'll get one. Cool. That's like the most kind of impactful ghost that we've come across.
You find that one scary?
No, it's scary, but like the most like likely to have an impact on other people, let alone like, oh, I just saw it.
Aggressive.
Or like it was around or I heard it. Yeah, if it's like, you know, moving things or like pushing people, it's the most like, I don't know, what's another word for like forceful? Like
aggressive,
impactful, yeah, cool.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Super haunted pub.
Where are we?
Oh, look at the faces up there. Oh, they're really creepy. Oh, that's really weird.
Right. Being sneaky, yeah? Sat in the hallway of the Golden Fleece, which is a proper grotty old pub.
Yeah, it's...
Right, we couldn't really record in there. It's too noisy.
It's busy, isn't it?
We just come out fucking one of the grottiest pubs I've ever been in. The Golden Fleece.
It's so old, though. Like, no wonder it's, like, grotty as hell. It's just... All the floors are, like, higgledy-piggledy. It's, like, really narrow, like, corridors to different, like, bars and stuff. There's loads of pictures on the walls of...
I decided against having a pint in there.
Yeah, but it was
anyway,
it was a like it was a creepy atmosphere. I think if it wasn't so like jovial and people
if
get
you
pissed.
Were in the raining again now. Anyway, where were we? We had to get out of the rain. So we're gonna come at the Golden Fleece.
It's pretty.
It's a shithole.
It's atmospheric though. I think like it does. There's like an atmosphere in there. It feels kind of like because it's so like close and like sticky and like grotty and
yeah, like a dirty old pub.
Yeah, but like all the walls are like I don't know. They're painted like black to the half of them painted black, half of them are all like wallpapered and like smoky and shit.
They really cash in on the spook factor though.
Yeah.
The hallway is just like pictures of newspaper clippings, ghost pictures.
Yeah.
The front of the place has like our top five most famous ghosts
yeah.
on signs.
And like they've got all like faces, you know, like when you mount like a head
Casts.
Of a Yeah, like a cast, but they're mounted like on little plaques, like you mount stuffed animals and stuff. They're like faces. It's so creepy.
I'll tell you about a few of the ghosts in there anyway.
Yeah.
So one of the most famous is it's haunted by a ghost of a Canadian airman.
Right.
How did he
wind up here?
Well, he was here during World War II.
Okay.
And he was staying there because they got rooms upstairs.
Yeah.
He was staying there and he fell out of the upstairs window.
Holy shit.
And broke his neck on the pavement outside.
Oh my God. So we were standing exactly where that
exactly,
guy died.
Exactly, yeah. Same way he died in World War II. So he haunts that room, apparently. So we could stay there for the tonight if you want. It's available to rent.
Nah, I'll give it a miss.
Right. So that's one of them. There's a woman who's often seen wandering the corridors. So that corridor was just standing. Imagine a figure of a woman walking down there in the evening.
That gives me the creeps.
She's thought to be a woman named Alice Peckett.
Right.
Who actually lived next door to there.
Right.
And there's no explanation to why she would haunt it. People
right.
just like, she looks just like Alice Peckett who lived next door when people have seen her.
Yeah.
But they don't know why she would haunt the pub.
Yeah. Also like the place next door as well.
Yep. And then there's One-Eyed Jack.
One-Eyed?
Great name.
Yeah.
He appears at the bar, standing at the bar in a red coat with a pistol.
Ooh, that's creepy. When were pistols, like, commonplace?
I'm thinking of, like,
Highwayman. Right, yeah.
Highwayman, One-Eyed Jack, Highwayman. That's why I think
in
of.
A red coat. Why'd he be wearing a red coat?
Why not? Why would anyone wear a red coat? Why are you wearing a black coat?
I don't know. I just feel like everything that came before was, like, so dreary. Everyone wore, like, dreary colours.
So there's so many ghosts. It's considered the most haunted pub in York.
Mm.
And there's, you know, occurrences all the time. Footsteps... constantly heard. There's quite commonly the sound of rattling keys in the night.
Do you think people stay there for like the ghost
oh,
factor?
Oh yeah, you just went in there. It cashes in on the ghosty factor.
Yeah.
And there's like people. Many people have seen apparitions like disappearing into the walls and things like that.
Oh, imagine if you're just getting up for a wee in the middle of the night and you see someone like pass through the wall.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But that's the Golden Fleece.
Okay. On the they're in the corridor. They got pictures and stuff of like actual like ghost sightings.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just look like
smears on the lens.
Yeah, kind of all like, oh, there's like a sun
Smoke.
Flare or something like that. It's really weird, but they've got quite a few up there.
Yeah,
so,
ghost pictures, yeah.
Yeah. Amongst all the articles. It's pretty interesting. I'm glad we went in.
It also appeared on an episode of Most Haunted.
Yeah.
Which they have advertised in there. We were on Most Haunted.
Yeah, and like several newspaper clippings as well.
Yeah. So yeah, it's almost haunted. I'm actually going to play a clip from Most Haunted from that episode now.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a bit of it on YouTube this morning.
Oh yeah.
So we're going to play a clip of notorious shyster Derek Acora talking about a spirit from the Golden Fleece.
Cool.
Now in here, again, you'd have an attachment to that in there. Mm-hmm. I feel at times there is a lot of noise going on in here. I've just heard a man, okay, and it was like a recording of voice, and the only way I can describe it, he's an American. And I can tell that by what was replayed to me. And he doesn't belong here. He wants to find his home again. He wants to go back to his home. And I don't know what actually has happened to him, in the sense that he was killed in combat, I feel. He's come down, something's happened. He was up in the air. You see, he had to be linked with bombs because I could hear the bangs, bangs, bangs.
So you're talking World War II?
Absolutely, yeah. World War II. But I don't know his attachment here. I keep on asking Sam and asking him and asking him. You know something? I feel that he didn't actually go down and lose his life, you know, crash, what have you. I feel he made it to the ground. He was badly injured. He was being treated. And something happened. He was used to coming in here. Maybe that time.
Yeah, maybe.
And something happened to him then.
Any name with him?
Go ahead. Sam's just given me Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff. Harkin? Harkin. Harkin. It's either, is it Harkin or Parkin? Harkin.
Oh my god, this is like a real grime, grotty back alley of York.
You can imagine an old prostitute down there, can't you?
Oh my god, this is like, you know in Harry Potter, the Diagon Alley, but the bad one?
Yeah, it's what's like it called?
I don't know.
Nocturne Alley.
Nocturne Alley, yeah. Oh god, it's really creepy.
Is it?
It
so did you notice what it's called? Lady Peckett's Yard.
Yeah.
Do you recognise that name?
No.
Alice Peckett, the ghost that haunts the Golden Fleece.
Oh, shit. That's really cool. So it's her house like this one?
Must have been. So, it just bears mentioning, I wasn't actually going to come in, but as soon as we're walking past it anyway,
yeah.
I want you to read this. The name of this street.
Whip-ma-wop-ma-gate.
Whip-ma-wop-ma-gate? It's the longest place name for the shortest street.
Right.
Or something in England or something like that. Whip-ma-wop-ma-gate, and it's literally just this little bit.
It's like two shops.
Yeah.
So that's
it's like, because this is a road, that's a road, and that's another road, so it's this bit.
Right. It's like literally just a crossing.
Yeah.
Whip-ma-wop-ma-gate. Who named that and why?
I don't know, it makes me think of The Lion King.
Whip
my wop, but whip. It's in the jungle, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's what it makes me think of.
I feel like it was a butt to a joke or something.
So yeah, just thought I'd mention it as we're walking past.
Fun.
Yeah.
I can't hear your body. Back me up. A wee, a bum, a bum, a wee.
From this building that's coming up on the right.
Right. Oh my god.
What is it?
It's the Jorvik Viking Centre.
Oh, calm down. We're not going in. I'm not joining that queue.
It's really long.
It's really long, isn't it? It's always busy. I've been there when I was younger.
I've not.
It is interesting. We'll go another time when it's not so busy, when it's not a weekend.
Let's go on a weekday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Cool.
I'll tell you the most interesting thing, I think, about the Jorvik Viking Centre, though, as soon as we're walking past it.
Yeah.
Do you know this preserved Viking shit in there?
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a preserved Viking
turd.
Stool sample.
Turd,
yeah.
How'd they find that? What's the difference between a preserved Viking turd and just a piece of mud?
This guy knows. He's a paleoscatologist.
What a job.
Yeah. And he called it...
Yeah.
As precious as the crown jewels. Yeah, precious as the crown jewels.
Crown jewels. I hazard a guess that that's false.
I think he's a bit more excited about...
Shit?
Scat than most people, seeing as it's his job. Life
What
in the
find.
Sewer.
As a poologist.
Paleoscatologist, come on.
Right. That's probably like the best find ever, though.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. This is exciting.
Wow, as precious as the crown jewels. Yeah. What a load of shit.
So, final location, Becca.
Right.
Outside one last pub.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more pubs in York than I've covered.
They're all fairly old.
Yeah, there's loads of haunted pubs.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about this last one. This is the Cock and Bottle.
Right. Cock and Bottle.
Bottle,
yeah.
Cock and Bottle.
Cock and Bottle.
So there's a guy there.
Yeah.
A ghost.
Right.
He haunts the ladies' toilets.
Pervert.
Do you need to go in there?
No.
Right. I'd avoid it if I was you.
Right.
He was known as a pervert in life.
Ooh.
Notorious pervert. Now haunts the ladies' toilets. As a ghost, he's manhandled women in there.
Really?
Yeah. He also spied on the landlady in the shower.
Rude.
As a ghost.
Do you think he, like, wanted this to happen when he died? He was like, I want to just, like, perv on people forevermore. So therefore he stayed in limbo to, like, continue perving.
What is your obsession with people being in limbo? Ghosts in limbo.
That's just how I think ghosts exist in
limbo. I asked you that earlier. I said, is that what you think? You're like, I don't know. I don't even know what limbo is. And now all of a sudden you're...
Yeah, but you're stuck, aren't you, between...
Are you? Is that what you think a ghost is, then?
Yeah, I think that is.
A minute ago you said it was photographs, basically, of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're very wishy-washy on your ideas of what ghosts are during this episode.
I don't really know. Is there any, like,
I'd like to
definition?
Get to the bottom of it.
Is there any definition of where ghosts are?
I'm asking you.
They're obviously between some sort of state, whether they're stuck in between time or they're stuck in between here and then, there.
I think you need to sit down and have a real think about what you you believe when it comes to ghosts.
Right.
But anyway, this pervert.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, he was a duke in life. It's Duke George Villiers. He had a large nose and wavy black hair.
Named and shamed.
Yep, putting him on blast. But yeah, he spied on the landlady in the shower. She chased him.
Really?
Yeah. All the way up to the attic, where he disappeared.
What a blooming coward.
His figure is often seen sitting in the chair by the fireplace.
Oh, that's
the figure
nice.
Of Duke George Villiers. You're sympathising with a pervert now.
No, it's not.
He, like, twangs people's bras and stuff in the toilet.
I thought he was going to, like, look up at them from the toilet bowl.
Oh, maybe. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, God.
You know what he's like. He's got a reputation.
Right, well, definitely not going for a wee in there, then.
No. Do you want to go for a drink?
Yeah,
should we go for a drink and wrap up the episode?
Yeah.
All right, let's move. Walking back now.
Mm.
End of the day.
Yeah.
Done. Wet. Miserable.
We got caught in a massive downpour.
It's been horrible, I'll be honest, guys. I'm sorry if the episode is a bit downbeat, but it's been horrible.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
We just had a drink at the House of Trembling Madness.
Yeah.
Recommend a visit if you're in York and you like your beers.
And it's not a weekend because it's super
busy. It's not a weekend because we had to queue to get in just to have a beer.
Yeah.
Got a bag of beers to take home, though.
Yeah. Success.
So, just to wrap up, any favourite stories from today?
York's pretty haunted. The pervert guy.
The pervert ghost?
Yeah.
Really? You find that funny?
Just because he's like the most like interactive ghost out of them all.
Right.
He's like the most prevalent.
The Duke, the pervert Duke.
Yeah. It's not... I don't know, it's a bit funny, but it's not. It wouldn't be funny if it happened to you.
It wouldn't be funny if he wasn't a ghost. That's the weird thing about that. If it was a real bloke, he broke into the girls' toilets, twanged their bras and touched them up. Disgusting. Because he's a ghost, is somehow it's funny. The funky phantom. The spunky phantom.
Right.
So, yeah, we're walking back to the car. I just thought I'd do the wrap-up on the walk back.
Yeah, it's been good.
So, if you want to get in contact... unexplainableuk@mail.com or go on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. You can contact us on there. You can find the pictures from today's episode and a blog post as a companion to every other episode. You can buy merch on there. You can find Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts. You can donate to the pod via Ko-fi or PayPal.
Yeah.
And you can also now, well, this is the exciting one because it's actually launched as of this recording. This will be the first Weird Tales after the launch of my personal Patreon. It's patreon.com/bobshoy, that's B-O-B-S-H-O-Y. And on that, you get...
extra stuff.
Loads of extra stuff.
Bonus content.
Loads of extra stuff. So from the help of supporting on Patreon, you're getting your regular 2 episodes of Weird Tales a month. 5 Minute Folklore will be relaunching if you listen to that show. And there's also a new film podcast with me and Rebecca called Known For, which will be going twice a month.
Yeah.
The first episode of that will be launching very soon, like next week.
Yeah.
We're talking about the filmography of Tom Hanks on that
Tom
one.
Tom Hanks.
So it's a good, fun film podcast. We look at filmographies of people and look at the films they are known for and look at the films they should be known for. But on top of that, as patrons, you will get an episode of Weird Tales Revisited, hosted by me and Rick Duff, once a month. You will get an episode of 5 Minute Folklore, extra, once a month, where I look at an extra folklore character from a country that's already previously been visited on 5 Minute Folklore. You will get Weird News, a monthly installment of Weird News of me, Beef and Tiss. And you will also get 4 and 1 More. 4 and 1 More is the spin-off show to Known For, where every month we choose the top four,
yeah,
our personal top four, and then one more
notable mention.
Yeah, honourable mention. So this month we're doing Pixar.
Yeah.
Top four Pixar films, because we talked about Tom Hanks on Known For this month, and obviously
he's
Toy Story.
Done a lot of Pixar.
So we're doing 4 and 1 More Pixar films, our top four each, and one honourable mention.
Yeah.
So if you want all that content, $5 a month on Patreon.
Yeah, all the extra, 4 extra podcasts as well as your normal 4 podcasts.
Yeah, you have the potential to turn 5 podcasts into 9.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if that doesn't go well, like I said on previous things, I'm prepared to fail publicly.
We'll be homeless.
If that doesn't go well, all of those extra pods go away and possibly like some of the regular free shows go away.
Yeah.
So
we need
your
to
support
make this
really
work.
Helps. Because I've just changed my job and I earn less than I used to. I need the Patreon to prop me up.
Yeah. Also, but it still gives you time to create stuff.
Exactly, it gives me extra time to create stuff, and it takes a lot of time to edit all these shows, and but I don't want to stop doing it, so yeah, support is really welcome. I don't want to bang on about it though. You know about it now, check it out, and I think that's us done.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Maybe one day we'll revisit York when it's a sunnier day, because there's plenty to talk about in this city.
Yeah,
but that's it. So next time, this is just to fill in, like I said, Beef's on holiday. I didn't want to leave you with nothing for 2 weeks.
Mm.
As of the next episode, Beef's going to be hosting an episode, and we're back to regular scheduled programming for Weird Tales in 2 weeks' time.
Cool.
So until next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We don't do puns anymore. We're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I was trying to think
lame.
Of one.
We used to do the puns. We got sick of the puns. They're all shit.
Yeah, they
until
are.
Until next
shit.
Time, York you later. Do you know what I mean? It's rubbish.
That is bad. See yous.
Bye bye. Okay. Love you. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Give you the keys. Are you driving home?
Yeah. You
all
had
right.
A pint.
Woohoo. Hang on a second. We're back. Premature ending there.
We just cut it so it's before.
Well, no. Hang on a minute. No. It's not cutting it so it's before. We're driving home. And I said to Becca, why did you choose the pervert ghost as your favourite?
Yeah.
Is it just because the last one I told, so it's the one you can remember? She said, yeah. And then she said I said, why didn't you say the Roman one? You seem perked up by that one.
Yeah.
She said, it's not a very interesting story.
Well, because the pervert...
Whoa, hang on a minute. And then you said, I think there's 2 kinds of ghosts.
Yeah.
So earlier I said, make your mind up on these ghosts. I want to know why you think... So you've come to a decision, there's 2 kinds of ghosts.
Right. So I think the poltergeist guy is a more interesting story because he's, like, interacting with, like, people. But, like, I'm kind of fascinated by the Romans, like, underneath the building. Because they're almost, like, stuck. Like, ghosts normally, like... roam around a certain area. They don't do the same thing like over and over again, right? They're like, one time he was perving on a woman in the toilet. Let's use this as an example. Perving on woman in the toilet. The other time he was like sat at the bar, like having a drink or whatever.
No, he was sat Duke. He was sat in a chair by the fireplace, but he was sat there like time and time again.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been seen like doing other stuff. Whereas these Romans, it's literally just this like one thing, like.
Well, no, 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 no. If you remember rightly, the first guy saw like a horse and chariot, whatever, and then like a legion.
Yeah.
They said since then, numerous people have seen other Roman soldiers.
Right.
I didn't say it was exactly the same scene.
Right.
I just said Roman soldiers.
I thought that scene was like quite, like just people saw it like numerous times.
So
like,
is that throwing a spanner in your idea?
I don't know. Like I think. I don't know, yeah, a little bit. I was going to say there's two different types of ghosts. One are like conscious entities, like the poltergeist and like the woman who roams the whole pools and stuff, because they like, if they like interact with like current objects, or like a poltergeist would, you know, there's a vase on there. That's not been there since they died, it's like a new thing. They would like push it off or like slam a door.
Whoa. A what?
What
would they push off?
Like a vase. A vase.
Vase? American pronunciations again. You're really getting into cilantro?
It's because I only forget the word.
Vase?
A vase. Because I never ever say vase, we don't have one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.